It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. As New York City reopens, subway ridership is steadily creeping back up. Last week, more than 2.5 million people swiped into the system on a single day, a record since the start of the pandemic. WNYC's Jake Offenhartz asked some of those riders how their relationship with the subway has changed over the past year.
Like millions of New Yorkers, Nadia Al-Hadi avoided the subway for most of the pandemic. But when she got vaccinated last month, she began venturing underground again and was surprised to find she'd missed the experience.
I love public transportation, and I feel like you can only really visit the real New York when you're on the subway.
Of course, not everyone is thrilled to be back. Onisha Kay, a Bushwick resident who sells jewelry in Manhattan, says she has conflicted feelings about her commute.
I hate the subway, but I have no choice, you know?
Crime on the subway remains a top concern for many riders. While dropping off her son on the Upper East Side, Miri Lusardo said she noticed an increase in homelessness and disturbing behavior this past winter.
When it was empty, it was scary. Now more people using the subway, it makes me feel a little bit more confident.
While ridership is increasing, it's still less than half of what it was before the pandemic. But across the East River, in immigrant-heavy Queens, many essential workers never stopped commuting. April Prieto, a healthcare worker in Woodside, says she's felt much safer riding the 7 train, knowing that many of her fellow riders have been inoculated.
You know, I'm taking care of old people, so I just want to be careful, you know, not carrying the virus.
And Bronx resident Angel Ortiz, a Showtime dancer, said the MTA's efforts to deep clean the train has paid off.
Shout out to the transit cleaning. You're doing your job. You're doing your job very well. I'm noticing the sparkle on all the trains. Never seen that before.
Clementina Ruggeri is an architect in Williamsburg who commutes to Manhattan every morning. She's bullish on the city's return.
I think this is going to be the best summer that New York has ever had. That doesn't mean I'm happy that the subway is going to get crowded again. But
her own personal metric for assessing New York's comeback? When she can no longer get a seat on the L train. Jake Offenhartz, WNYC News.